everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 93, Disney Discounts. And this is also an unprecedented day because I am Kayla and I'm going to actually record the podcast by myself. So usually it's my husband, Randy, and I that record together. But life is a little crazy and busy, so you don't get the normal banter that we have back and forth. But hopefully this will entertain and hopefully mostly educate you on discounts. So if you're like me, you love to find a deal, right? You love to know that you have done your research and you found the best rate possible, and it feels good to know that you're getting, you know, something quality, but you're getting it for the best price. So I'm going to dive into all of that. But just heading back a little bit on just the busyness of life and why I'm recording this on my own. So typically, just so you know, Randy has a normal like 8-to-5 job. I'm bouncing around doing lots of things, but I have a little bit more flexibility. So, the three nights that we're willing to and usually have some flexibility in our schedule to record it, three nights a week is kind of where we're at. And sometimes they get filled in with other things or someone gets sick or, you know, plus this is just fun for us. And so when we are like, I don't feel like doing that, then we don't. So I apologize that it's been several weeks since we've recorded and uploaded, but here we are, end of April. We're going to get two podcasts in this month, and hopefully we can be more consistent. But I think the one consistency that we have lately is the inconsistency. But anyway, let's get on to our topic for today. So, and this is so weird because I'm never on the side where I can see all the like tech stuff and I can see my microphone and how long we're talking. So I got a lot going on here, but I think I got it under control. Okay, so discounts. So I get asked this a lot. So many of you know that I'm actually a travel agent. I work for a travel agency called Unlocking the Magic Travel. Great place. I've been there for 2 years, which is kind of crazy to me that I've been doing this for 2 years, but I've helped several families take trips, and hopefully they have a little bit better of experience when I'm there to help them rather than going at it on their own. There can be a lot of moving parts and things with particularly a Disney trip. I can book and help with Universal and other places as well, but Disney is kind of the one I prefer to help people with. Just because I've taken 20 plus trips to the parks over the years, and I know a few things. Plus, I just love to live vicariously through my clients and all their adventures. But anyway, yes, I've been doing that for 2 years. And so I often get asks about discounts. I was actually on a podcast that my friend has, and her focus is on being frugal. And she had a lot of questions like, is it possible to be frugal and Disney? Like, can those two coexist? And so that was a fun opportunity to share with her some of my experiences and perspectives. So when people ask me this question, I really don't have Randy here to help me stay on track, but I did write out notes. So hopefully this will all come together. I would say like the first thing that I think of when I think of a discount at Disney is if you are an annual pass holder or if you are a Disney Vacation Club member. Those are like the easiest ways to get discounts. When I say easy, it's not necessarily the cheapest, which is kind of ironic. But if you are an annual pass holder, meaning you buy a pass and it lasts you a year at the park, then you go into a restaurant or a store and you want to buy merchandise or, you know, go to a dining restaurant, then you can get a percentage off of what you're buying. So that is super nice. Randy and I have gone in and out of having annual passes. So that one is awesome. And then we've been almost a decade now. We've been Disney Vacation Club owners. And so the DVC discount has been pretty cool. Actually, I saw a headline that said there was 40% off for some dining locations, which just like never happened before. I've seen 30, 35 at the most. But anyway, so that is like one of the easiest and most straightforward ways to get a discount. Now, those aren't guaranteed. So they could at any time say, hey, you know, we're just going to give you an annual pass. You don't get any other perks. Or they could say, hey, you've already paid for DVC. You know, like you get the points and you get the, you know, the hotel stays, but you get nothing else. So it's not guaranteed, but I haven't seen them, you know, altogether stop giving those extra perks. The other thing I would say with DVC and annual pass is that you can get hotel discounts, and those come around pretty regularly. And then sometimes the VIP experiences or some of the extras, you can also get some savings there. Okay, so then let's talk about, so that might not be a very common thing for many of the listeners here today. So let's get into some more of the nitty gritty. I will say that I do not work with any third party discounts. Honestly, I'm wary of those. I like to, you know, even before I was an agent and I was very new with Disney and all the things, I was very, I wanted to buy something directly from Disney. I've heard some horror stories and some issues where, you know, you get there the day of and, you know, those aren't actual tickets or there's problems. So to me, it's not worth the risk, but some people, maybe you know things out there and go for it, I guess. But as far as booking with me as a travel agent, I book directly with Disney. So any sort of discount I talk today is something that is you would see on their website. And just also, so you know, I don't charge any fees. And so if you ever wanted to book with me, maybe you want to like plan it all yourself and you're just like, hey, let's let Kayla in on this, then I'm happy to help book it for you. You can plan as much or as little as you want. But I don't add any extra fees. The price that you pay is what you would pay booking with Disney. I feel like I say that a lot on this podcast, so sorry if I'm a broken record. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about how, you know, in my experience the last 2 years being an agent, what the process looks like, and as far as discounts and when they come in or promotions. So typically what I would say to anyone is just if you have a date in mind and you know which hotel you want to be at, go ahead and get it reserved. And so that involves putting down a deposit. The deposit's $200. You can get it refunded within a certain time frame of the trip. So there's not a lot of risk. It is helpful to go ahead and say, hey, I want this room. I want this date, regardless of what the price is. And then as an agent, so what I tell my clients is I will watch. I get emails from Disney. I get all sorts of notifications of a new promotion that they are offering. And so what I do is when I see that, I open it up and I look at the dates and I say, okay, I have a client that's traveling in November of 2025. And this particular promotion is for June through September. So I know right away this particular promotion is not going to do any good for that client. I could let them know that there is something if they wanted to change the date, but most often people usually know what date they want to take a trip. So once they have that reserved, again, as an agent, and just as a lover of Disney, I'm on top of the fact that there are promotions out there, and that almost everybody wants, if they can, to have savings for their trip. So what I do, let's say that November client, there was a promotion that pops up that does involve November. What I would do is I would, look it up and confirm that all of, cause there's, you know, it's a lot of fine print. So you have to make sure that you're staying the number of days that the promotion asks you to stay and that you're at, you know, the hotels that are involved and that you have the right park day tickets, all those things. You just want to make sure they match up. And then as long as they do, you can just go in and it's pretty easy as an agent. I just can modify my client's reservation and then I can apply the promotion that's happening. And then what it will do is it will reflect the discount in the final payment, which is 30 days prior to check-in day. And there you have it. You know, usually, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars can be saved when those promotions pop up, and it's easy. I don't even have to call, like, pretty rarely. And that's the nice thing about having an agent, is that the agent calls Disney and gets put on hold in case there's a hold. I will say one perk about holding on the phone with Disney is that they have amazing hold music. And they have an option where they're like, you know, you can mute the hold music by pressing this button, and, you know, we'll, you know, when we're available, we'll come in. And I'm like, no, I don't want to mute the hold music. It's amazing. And then I, you know, I want to go and be at a parade at Disney after I listen to the songs. But anyway, I digress. But like I said, I don't typically even as an agent have to call. I can just log in on my end of the website and modify that reservation. And then once you pay that final payment, you know, it will be less than originally quoted. I always give my clients a warning, though, that there is a chance that there will not be a promotion that comes up. There are no guarantees that Disney will offer something. And typically, you know, Disney is for profit. They're trying to figure out when to offer the promotions and when to try to attract people and at what rate they are willing to, you know, give discounts. And so, yeah, it's just, it's not a guarantee, but very often it happens, and it happens closer to your trip. So let's say you know you want to take a trip 9 or 12 months from now. Most likely you're going to book something at just the standard rate that they're offering, probably hoping that there will be a promotion that comes up. So I hope that was clear as mud. Maybe the moral of the story is try to work with an agent. You know, I'm not trying to promote myself too much here, but it's just, you know, those conveniences and somebody else that's kind of doing some of the legwork for you. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about in general, the type of promotions that, or the discounts that I've seen. Because if you're listening to this a year from now, I will give you the specifics of what's kind of going on now. But, you know, in general, these are kind of ones that I have utilized myself, that I've helped my clients use as well. So the first one that I'll talk about is a room discount. And if you're wanting my honest opinion, I'm going to give it to you here now. I think the room discount, assuming that you want to stay at a Disney hotel, which I'm just telling you that that's amazing. I've done it both ways, staying on and off property, and staying on property is definitely my preference. So anyway, assuming you want to stay on property, the discounts where you get a discount for your hotel reservation usually is the best bang for your buck. Other discounts like free dining, there's Disney dining plans are back now. They were gone for a very long time after COVID. Dining discounts are attractive, but not necessarily the best bang for your buck. Ticket discounts, I've seen some pretty amazing ones lately, actually. But if you are planning on staying on property, that is where you're going to see the most savings, is by getting a discount on your actual hotel room. So just important information to know. And I guess the reason I tell you this is that you can only apply one promotion. You can't be like, I want free dining and I want a cheaper hotel. And, you know, can I have the ticket that's, you know, $99 for 4 days or something, you know, that's actually not a real thing. But there are discounted park tickets. You can't get all three. So you have to determine which one's best, and you can actually even change them. I will say, though, that it's so interesting that I can see the timer here. We're going 14 minutes. it is... Now I've distracted myself. I don't even know what I was talking about. It'll come back to me. So you cannot combine any of these promotions. So let me get into the specifics. That's going to drive me crazy that I lost my train of thought. Let me get into the specific promotions, though, that are happening right now. So this is end of April 2025. So I'm going to start from the bottom up. So I'm looking at all the featured promotions that are I can see as a Disney travel agent on my Disney travel agent's website. Now, I'm pretty sure that you could go to Disney's websites and or Google, you know, current promotions at Disney. Again, I would also caution you that I would personally go through Disney itself for the discounts, but, you know, choose what you want to do there. But anyway, on the Disney Travel Agency website, there is a thing called a unique offer code or a pinned offer. So what happens is sometimes Disney will email you. You have to be somewhere in their Disney profile or, you know, linked up somehow to them. But once, if you do get an email from Disney and they offer you this pinned offer, then as an agent, we can use that to save money. I want to say I'm not 100%, but I feel like those are if you've taken a survey or if you've been recently type of a thing where they will email you a pinned offer. You should feel like you won the lottery a little bit. I don't think they happen very often, but that is one way you can get a discount where they directly reach out to you. Now, if you are a military member, there are hotel discounts at Disneyland and Disney World, and I can help book that. Typically, for a military member, what happens is if you want discounted park tickets, then you have to go to your individual military office, right? So whatever division of the military you're in, their main office is where you would get the discounted tickets. Or at least that's what my experience has been when I've helped others with military discounts. Now, there is, again, in my opinion, these are the best ones. You can save 30% right now on your next stay. And that is if you've just been to Disney and it's within 7 days of your trip being over and you're like, oh, I cannot wait to go again. I want to book again. They'll give you a 35 up to 35. And that's a key word. So sometimes you get caught up on the percentage, but you have to pay attention that it says up to 35%. It typically means that the value of a resort, you could save 20. At a moderate, you could save 25. And at a deluxe, you could save up to 35%. But that's pretty exciting. And, you know, they're trying to go off of a little bit of the adrenaline of, hey, you were just here. You had a great time. Don't you want to come back? Go ahead and get that booked on the calendar. Okay, the other discount is if you happen to be a Florida or a California resident. So they offer discounts. Typically, I only see ticket discounts, but sometimes they look right here. There's a Florida residence save up to, remember that's the key word, up to 30% on rooms at Disney World. So I was wrong. It's not just tickets. So I guess especially the California ticket that I'm seeing right now, it's 3-day ticket and it's $67 per day or $199 for 3-day ticket. For Florida, it's a bigger, it's for the whole state, not necessarily just Southern California. So anyway, they kind of are drawing you in to come and stay at the hotel, and they'll give you a discount with that. Oh, I haven't talked this much in a long time, so my throat is like, what is happening? Okay, so then the other, again, right now there is save up to 25% on a Disney hotel for early 2025. And then if I scroll here more, there's some for summertime. So you just have to be aware that they are within certain date ranges. Disneyland, book early and save up to 30% at the Disneyland Hotel. Did you know Disneyland is 70? That's pretty exciting. And then there's other promotions where they, I think I've already talked about this, but you have to stay for a certain number of nights to get, to be qualified for that sort of discount. If you have a Disney Visa, then that is definitely something that can help you as you're building up to go on a trip. So for every dollar you spend, and, you know, however it works for that individual credit card, but you get a certain number of points that go towards Disney. I've had clients that have been using that Disney card exclusively, and it pays for their trip every year, or at least part of their trip every year. And so what they do is they call up their bank, I'm pretty sure it's Chase, and say, hey, I wanna redeem my Disney Visa points. And so they convert it into a specific card, and then that card is what you use to pay for your trip. Pretty exciting. You can get some pretty significant savings. And all you have to do is spend money. Most people are already spending money. You know, you can link it to bills or certain things. Disneyland anniversary ticket. Let's see, for as low as $100 per day with a special 4-day ticket. That might be a little long for me. I don't think Disneyland I would want to do for 4 days. Kind of 2 or 3 days is my max there. But I don't know. I could be proven wrong. this is an exciting one. So I have a client right now that's looking to go, and they were thinking about going to Disney World for 2 days. But right now there's save 50% on kids' tickets. And a kid, according to Disney, is ages 3 to 9. If you're younger than 3, then you're free. But between 3 and 9, you are considered a kid. And so 50% off of, here's the catch, you have to go for 3 days. But as I was doing the numbers for this particular client, I saw that, hey, you should probably just buy this discounted 3-day ticket, even if you're only using it for 2 days. Like, they can't make you go for 3 days. So then there's other ticket discounts, and this one's a little tricky. I've seen this one. You can get a 3-day, 3-park ticket, but it doesn't include Magic Kingdom. So just make sure you're reading the fine print on any sort of discounts and make sure it matches up with the trip that you want. I'm trying to see if there's anything. And then free dining. So free dining in 2026, like any kid that is in a Disney hotel room, and the adults and everyone in that room, I guess I should say this about any sort of dining plan. When you're on dining plan and you're in a hotel, everybody in that room has to be on it. It can't just be like mom's paying for the dining plan and nobody else is. You have to either all be on it or none of you are on it. And so anyway, if everyone, you know, on your in your hotel is getting the dining plan, then the children that are ages 3 to 9 are going to, it's going to be free. So there is no cost for them. So that's pretty cool, especially if you have one adult and like 3 or 4 kids. That would be pretty amazing. And then I'll do one more and then I'll talk a little bit more about dining. But Disney Plus. So I've seen this pretty often. What they'll do is they'll say, hey, if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you know, you can, I've usually only seen it as a hotel discount, but you can save money on your hotel as long as, you know, you say, I haven't actually booked anyone. I've seen it and I've told some of my clients, but we've ended up using different promos, but I'm sure some way or another you have to prove that you actually have a Disney Plus subscription. But that's a pretty cool one. Okay, I'll say a few more things about dining and then I'll wrap it up. But so that we're talking about discounts and promotions and saving money. So I would say in general, and this is how honest of a person I am, I would say in general, you are going to save more money if you do not purchase a dining plan. So, you know, but it's your choice. Now here's the caveat. If you have very big eaters, like people that are going to eat steak and expensive things every time you go to a restaurant, and if you plan to go to several restaurants, you will end up, you know, either breaking even or saving money. The other thing is, if you want to do character dining, like several of those or any sort of buffet type of experience, you're most likely going to end up getting a pretty good deal with the Disney dining plan. So there's two tiers as of 2025 right now. There is the quick service one, and then there's the standard Disney dining plan. So the quick service, you get 2 quick services and a snack plus a refillable mug for your hotel. And then with the standard Disney dining plan, you get to eat at a restaurant and a quick service and have a snack each day. And so that works as, so if you're going to be there for 4 nights, you get 4 restaurant credits, 4 quick service credits, 4 snack credits. That's how that works. And then you could, I mean, you could use them all on the first day. You can use them all on the last day. Most people kind of use it throughout their stay. But I would say if you are just on the, if you're really wanting to be budget conscious, that just be mindful of how much you eat, how often you plan to go to a restaurant. But some people like to really, really, really go on vacation and not have to pull out their wallet and think a lot about, you know, spending money or have the stress of spending money while you're on trip. If you already have the credits built in and you've already paid for everything, for some people that's the way they want to do it. And I've booked trips both ways. It's a little bit of a learning curve, but as an agent, I'm happy to kind of explain, you know, what qualifies as a snack and how do you, you know, utilize the credits and make sure they all work. And I'm happy to kind of guide you through that. So yeah, I would say that, it's probably not like the most amazing discount as far as percentage wise. Again, that hotel discount, just the discount on the hotel itself, typically is where you get your best savings, in my opinion. That's what I've seen. You can always just do the math, you know, figure out how much in your agent, or you can just look up how much is the dining plan for this certain number of days and these ages, and then kind of be like, okay, let me look at some of the menus at Disney. Let me see if I have an idea of what I think I would order and how much that would add up to, and does that kind of and there's so, I mean, you could do so much research and just Google it. There's many people that have tried to game the system and make it, you know, as frugal as possible. But I think that's probably everything. I'll probably have to go back and listen to that one spot where I forgot my train of thought. If I think about it, I'll put it with the post or something, what I was going to say. But I would, you know, just in closing, I would say, you know, there compared to other vacations, you will pay a premium to take a Disney trip. And for me, the value has always been there. And I think I've said this before on the podcast, like about a year ago, we dropped off our oldest at college. And, you know, as you're driving away, like I was filled with so much gratitude that I had taken trips and made those memories and had those experiences with my children, with the one that I just dropped off at college. And so for me, it's worth the money. It is at a cost though. So it's exciting and helpful to find any sort of promotions out there. But anyway, take the trip, eat the cake, buy the shoes, right? Isn't that the phrase. But anyway, find us on Whistle While You Work podcast, and hopefully in the future we'll get more of a combo of Randy and me. Sometimes I record with one of our sons, or but here I am solo, episode 93. Here we are, first time. All right, y'all, take care.